Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 31st Psalm. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Because of a truck bomb, the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad is now an empty shell. Last week, in an article carried by Time, Robert Barr, a former CIA field officer and the magazine's intelligence correspondent, concluded nothing could have been done to save the hotel or the people who died there. Actually, he said almost everything which could have been done to protect the hotel had been taken care of. Located in a well-policed city, the designers of the building had demanded a large distance be set in place between the hotel and the street. Even more, every guest who entered the hotel was x-rayed, as was his luggage. And what else might have assured people's safety? Barr suggests the city might have stopped all traffic and searched every vehicle. Then he added, doing so was not a very practical possibility. So what this ex-CIA guy is saying is this. If someone wants to plant and deliver a car or a truck bomb, they probably will be able to do it. I found that frightening. Maybe you do too. Of course, a reasonable person might argue we are always in danger. Bad weather, devastating earthquakes, lightning, physical ailments, and a host of other unexpected problems can strike us down at any time. Which is why, even though he didn't worry about truck bombs, King David wrote, I trust in you, O Lord. My times are in your hand. Rescue me. Save me in your steadfast love. David realized each of us has enemies. Even the most lovable and gracious of us can count the devil, the world, and our sinful natures as adversaries who are trying to destroy us. In the face of such malevolent forces, there is only one power which can grant victory, our good and gracious God. Because of the sacrifice of his Son, each day, each moment of our lives, the Holy Spirit is about the business of preserving us both physically and spiritually. Which is why we, who have Jesus as Savior, not only ask for God's protection in the future, we give thanks that he watches over us even now. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, by your sacrifice, I have been brought into your family of faith. Although I am helpless before many dangers, you are not. Guide me, protect me, defend me from all enemies who would hurt my body or harm my soul. Into your hands I commend myself. In your name I pray it. Amen.